himself saved us. Please report any suspicious activity to any front office member, usher, or member of our security group. Our security group is located at Tower Section 11.
If you need to smoke, or you don't like smoking cigarettes, the smoking area is located on the third base line, just get off.
Quite sure cameras are allowed in the stadium, but filling up the games for other people without a media pass. The rockers also reserve the right to use fans' photos and likeness upon entering the stadium.
The letter made ballpark is now passes and accepts credit cards, concession stands, and souvenir stores.
Hey, fans, if you are in need of any medical assistance, please go to the West Texas Urgent Care First Aid Station behind Section 13 for any medical assistance.
Welcome to the Momentum Bank Ballpark Home Run Go Rockout. Tonight we're honoring our community's healthcare heroes with Healthcare Professionals Night presented by ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil would like to express their gratitude to all of the healthcare professionals in the Permian Basin for their dedicated service to our area. And if you have your scorecard, can I please lay down the starting lineups brought to you by VIP Sports Getaway. First for the visiting is Frisco Roughriders. Leading off for Frisco is the center fielder, number 4, Helen Straw. Heading second is the catcher, 5, Liam Hicks. Heading third is the third baseman, number 1, Cody Freeman. Heading fourth is the first baseman, number 12, Josh Hatcher. Heading fifth, the left fielder, number 13, Aaron Savant. Heading sixth, the designated hitter, number 16, Abimelech Ortiz. Heading seventh, the second baseman, number 11, Maximo Acosta. Batting eighth, the shortstop, number 14, Alex Cody. Heading ninth, the left fielder, number 28, Ezequiel Cepeda. And taking the mound tonight for the Frisco Rough Riders, number 19, Danny Kemper. And now, the starting lineup for your Rockout. Leading off with the Rockout, the right fielder, number 22, Lisa Rosario. Batting second, the shortstop, number 7, Jack Winkler. Batting third, the first baseman, number 1, Renan Millo. Batting fourth, the center fielder, number 5, Miguel Farr. Batting fifth, the left fielder, number 10, Aiden Trinkall. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, number 8, Lazaro Armendaro. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 23, Jose Mujica. Batting eighth, second baseman, number 4, Saeed Valenzuela. Van Wright, the third baseman, number 4, Daniel Rosado. And taking the mound tonight, New York Rockhounds, number 32, Domingo Robles. Get on your feet, fans, for the Midland Rockhounds mascot, Rocky Rockhound. It's time for our Little Reporter telegram, delivery of the game. Here's Rocky Rockout to deliver tonight's official game ball for our ceremonial first pitch. Our first pitch tonight, we have Dr. Kit Renibus, Vice President, Chief Nursing Officer at Little Memorial Hospital. Next, we have Kim Lethwich, Chief Nursing Officer at Medical Center Health System. Next, we have Jackson Minnix, Children's Miracle Network Champion at Medical Center Hospital, accompanied by Children's Miracle Network Manager Samantha Delano. Next, we have Miss Heart of West Texas, Kim Avicia. Next, we have Heart of West Texas Princess, Heath Ward. Thank you. check out the kind of thing that goes there. I do not feel better. Rock out players at the same time. Off the line, he has more money bet than $1,000. Rock out players hit the money is also about. Lucky section 3 will win 3 points in 5 minutes.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Saturday evening baseball, Texas League style, with fireworks on tap tonight at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Fireworks, well, we know we will have those after the game. And this is a little on the cliche side, but I was looking at the runs scored in this series. These two teams, the Rock Hounds and the Frisco Rough Riders, are among the top 7 teams in all of AA. That covers 30 teams, of course. They're both in the top 7 in runs per game. The Hounds a tinch over 5, and the Rough Riders just a tinch under 5 runs. But they average basically 5 runs per game each. So that's 10. That would be 10 runs per game. How about that for arithmetic? So, 4 games in the books, and that would be 40 runs on average. The teams have scored a combined 19 runs in the first 4 games of the series, and 1/3 of them came in Frisco's win on Wednesday, which was a 6-2 game. All of the games in this series have really been even closer than the scores would tell you. 6-2 Frisco on Wednesday, 5-0 Rock Hounds on Thursday, and last night the Rock Hounds winning 2-1. Coming within, in fact, 1 out of another shutout. However, the games have been tight. On Wednesday, Frisco had a 3-0 lead going into the 7th. On both Thursday and Friday, the Hounds' lead was just 2-0 going into the 8th inning. And again, 2-0 and 2-1 the finals there. Hounds won on Tuesday by a 2-1 score. So runs have been pretty tough to come by. That tells us the pitching and the defense have been very good, and indeed they have. Matchup this evening, we expected Jack Perkins to come off the injured list for the Rock Hounds. That'll not be the case. As of yesterday, that was still the plan, but Jack is not yet able to go. Domingo Robles, left-hander, will get the start for the Rock Hounds in this one. Robles coming into the game 0-2, 5.71 earned run average. And he goes against a guy who might have been pitching for the Rock Hounds had it not been for a trade that sent him to the Texas Rangers, Dane Acker. Right-hander will go to the mound. He's 3-2 with a 2.81 earned run average. The only issue for him has been a little bit of inconsistency and pitch count and that type of thing. But when he is on, he is really good. Dane Acker with a 1.29 whip. The opposition hitting just 201 against the right-hander. He's given up only 35 base hits in 48 innings. So he will fit right into what we've seen so far in this series. Game 5 of the set. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, will be our start time. That'll be the finale of this series. And, although it's a little bit hard to believe, it will be the finale of the first half of the Texas League season. South Division, of course, as you well know, has been a done deal even before these teams took the diamond. But, again, it's been a good series, even without the first half pennant on the line. And in the North, it all comes down to this. Arkansas needs a win today or tomorrow, and or a Springfield loss at Corpus Christi. The Arkansas Travelers lead by a game and a half with 2 games to go. So if they win, they are in. Interesting, at North Little Rock at this very moment, Wichita, well, they have something to say about it. When I glanced at this score, I thought it was scoreless. That's not a 0 next to Wichita. That is an 8. Wichita leads Arkansas 8-0 in the top of the 3rd with the first half pennant just right there for the Travs. Wichita won last night, and that opened the door for Springfield, but they lost at Corpus Christi. They had a chance to get within a half game. You think about it, if they had won last night, Arkansas is trailing 8-0 right now. Boy, for the Cardinals, it's been right there. Springfield has really struggled, though, of late. Top 2 in the North, Arkansas has struggled, as we said, of late, and they are 4-6 in their last 10 ball games. But Springfield, I believe, 1-9, is that right, in their last 10 games. So they have struggled. But it all comes down to this weekend in the North Division. Arkansas or Springfield will take that first half title. Beautiful, bright, sunshiny evening. Boy, barely a cloud. In fact, just a few clouds way off on the horizon, and a fairly light breeze for Saturday evening baseball. With the Hounds on the diamond, we'll take you downstairs now for the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner. Spangled Banner this evening, Momentum Bank Ballpark. By the way, it is Pirates and Princesses Night. That is our theme, and well, our on-field our on-field PA man is John Simmons. He looks like Captain John Sparrow this evening. He went to the Midland, I believe, the Midland Community Theater, and got some pirate duds. And man, he is decked out. Yeah, Captain John Sparrow. I like that a lot. So. Pirates and Princesses, Rockhounds and Rough Riders, and we are just about set to get this one going. Beautiful Saturday evening. We will check the temperature and the conditions and get this ball game going. Get back, relax. My friend's going to take you out to the ball game. Rockhounds and Rough Riders right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud. The game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Well, it is officially summertime, and man, this is one I think if you could just kind of bottle this up, we'd take this more often than not. Not a lot of wind for West Texas, about 10 miles an hour. That's breezy in a lot of parts of the country. Around here, that's pretty close to calm, 91 degrees. Wind is right to left and a little bit inward, very similar to last night, but only about 10 miles per hour. Beautiful blue skies, bright and very distinct shadow cast by the sun as it sets. So home plate and up past first base in shadow, everything else in the bright sunlight. Domingo Robles, left-hander to face Kellen Strong. Steps in, taps the plate, and we're set to go. Game 5 of this series, and Robles with the first pitch of the game. And it is a high strike, 0-1 to Kellen Strong. Kellen, the Frisco center fielder, right-handed hitter, and a good one, .283 the batting average. Infield in at the corners for the Rockhounds, swinging a well-hit ball to center field, but Denzel has room, shades his eyes from the sun. Boy, and goes into a little bit of a crouch to make that catch. That sun is serious business, and Denzel handles the fly ball, so one center fielder flies out to the other. Kellen Strom retired, one away for Liam Hicks. Hicks, the catcher, 4 home runs, 24 driven in to go with a .281 average. Boy, he has been good in the series against the Rockhounds. He's
hitting .286. He's 6 for 21, but he's added 9 bases on balls, so his on-base percentage in the series is .500. Robles with a stretch, lefty-lefty matchup, and he finds the inside corner with a called strike. Cody Freeman batting third and playing third. Freeman on deck for Frisco. Josh Hatcher moves to first base, and he'll bat cleanup. Josh Hatcher at first base. 0-1 from Robles. Ground ball, couple of sharp hops, but handled by Brendan Malone. He'll take it himself. And that's a 3 unassisted bounce out. Sharply hit, nicely handled by Malone. 2 up, 2 down, and that'll bring up Cody Freeman. Aaron Zavala batting 50s in left field. Zavala in left for Frisco. Abimelech Ortiz will be the DH. He'll bat 6th. Ortiz, the designated hitter. Maximo Acosta at second base batting 7th. Acosta at 2nd. Alex DeGoti, the shortstop, batting 8th for the Riders. DeGoti is at shortstop. Robles to Freeman. First pitch sails high and away for ball 1, 1-0. And Jesel Cepeda, batting 9th and playing the 9 spot. Cepeda in right field. Robles looks in, has a sign. Jose Mujica, as we kind of assumed, is catching in this game. Fastball strike outside corner at the knees. Count goes to 1-1. Shane McGuire came out of the game late last night after being hit by a baseball behind the dish. Tried to stay in and just could not. So figured we might see Jose today and probably tomorrow. Line drive right side, base hit. Cody Freeman with an inside out swing and a sharp line drive to right. So one man on but two men down. The game's first base hit. Cody Freeman's on for Josh Hatcher. Strom, Hicks, and Freeman. Hatcher, Zavala, and Ortiz. Acosta, DeGoti, and Cepeda for the Rough Riders. Started to say last night after the Hounds again got the victory last night that Frisco fell to 44-23. That's a pretty short fall. It's more a stumble. Runner goes. First pitch. Swung and a miss. Throw by Mujica. And got it. Out at second base. Cody Freeman thrown out. Jack Winkler covers the bag. And Jose Mujica comes up big behind the dish with the caught stealing. No runs on a base hit. No errors. And on the caught stealing, nobody left. So we're underway. Half inning in the books. And it's the Rough Riders nothing. And against talented right-hander Dane Acker, the Rockhounds coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Last half of the first inning, and Jason Rosario will lead it off for the Hounds. He's in right field in this game. Jason, left-handed here, facing Dane Acker. Rosario stands in first pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. 0-1. Jack Winkler on deck. He's the shortstop. Jack batting number 2. His familiar spot at short. Acker with a turn and delivery. This ball swung on, lifted in the air to left field. Zavala going back. That's well hit. Still traveling, but he's got it. Boy, about a stride short of the wall. That ball was well hit. Wind is pushing a little bit right to left, so it probably helped that ball travel a little bit. Boy, Zavala just kept on drifting back, and he was almost with literally back to the wall in deep left field. But a long fly out, one away for Jack Winkler. Brendan Malone on deck. He's batting third, playing the three spot. Brendan Malone is at first base. Denzel Clark moves back to the cleanup spot. Tonight he's the center fielder. Pitch up high to Winkler for ball one. Now Denzel in center in the four spot. Caden Trinkle batting fifth. He's in left. Hacker set. Turn, the leg kick and a pitch. Boy, not sure where that one missed, and I don't think Dane is either. Pitch misses somewhere for ball two, 2-0. Jack at 257, four home runs, 39 driven in. 2-0 stretch and pitch by Acker, and that's a high strike on the outside edge, 2-1. Lazaro Armenteros is the DH batting sixth. Lazaro, the DH. Jose Mujica behind the plate batting seventh. Jose Mujica doing the catching. Acker with the sign, the 2-1. Bounced foul over toward the third base dugout, 2-2. Saheed Valenzuela will bat eighth. He's the second baseman. Saheed is at second. And newcomer Jamelio Rosado is the third baseman. Jamelio, very young. He's played only at the rookie level. But again, the Hounds a little bit dinged up. And so it's the call from the Arizona Complex League. And Rosado will bat ninth and play third base. Breaking pitch sent down the third baseline. Backhanded by Cody Freeman. Boy, he is fun to watch. Throw is down, but in time. Nicely backhanded by Josh Hatcher. Boy, Cody Freeman, who originally was a catcher, has been really impressive. He's been at third base much of the time in the first 10 games between these clubs. Teams split three games apiece at Riders Field in May. And Freeman has really been impressive at third. That was a good play near the bag and near the line. Throw a little bit low, but Hatcher made the good play. Now Brendan Malone takes up high for a ball, 1-0. After that play, Dane Acker, in fact, looked over at Cody and pointed with the glove. Tip of the cap, as it were. One ball, no strikes. Brendan Malone at the plate. Takes a good breaking pitch on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Brendan at 262. Slightly open stance. Wheels that bat around one time, and now comes set. And here's the 1-1 from Acker. Pitch, boy, again, just missed high. Dane's body language will tell you he thought he threw that one pretty well. Two balls and a strike. Shadow now almost, well, a little past halfway to the mound, so the ball will dive from the bright sunlight into the shadow about midway to the dish. 0-1 pitch, and that ball well hit to left field, but Zavala's right there. And he'll make the catch. A couple of well-hit baseballs to left, but nothing to show for it. The Rockhounds will go 1-2-3 here in the bottom half of the first inning. So, after one Saturday evening baseball, fireworks night at the ballpark, and after one inning, Rockhounds and Rough Riders, no score.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
One inning in the scorebook. Rockhounds and Rough Riders, no score. Fifth of a six-game set. Quick reminder, if you're in the neighborhood, have a good lunch here. By the way, it's a very good crowd tonight, but we have fireworks after the game, so if you're in the neighborhood, still time to come on out. Enjoy some baseball and a nice post-game show as well. Tomorrow afternoon, family day for the 1 o'clock start, and that will wrap up this series, and that will wrap up the first half of the Texas League season, game number 69 tomorrow. Does not quite seem possible. Coming up in store for these two ball clubs, Frisco opens the second half at home. They will host Corpus Christi, and they've been rough on the hooks. So that'll be the series next Tuesday at Riders Field. Riders, I think, then go on the road for a quick three games and come back, I think, for the 4th of July. And I'll double-check on that tomorrow, but I believe they are home on Independence Day. Rockhounds will begin a nine-game road trip on Tuesday. It starts with six in San Antonio to open the second half, and then a split week with the 4th of July's schedule there is built so that if you're not home on the 4th, you get to be home on the 3rd. So the Hounds will be at Amarillo on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of July, and then home on the 4th, 5th, and 6th to start a homestand. We go to the top of the 2nd. Josh Hatcher back at the plate. Domingo Robles pitch fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Josh was at the plate when Cody Freeman was caught trying to steal second base. Josh Hatcher, Aaron Zavala, and Abimelech Ortiz. Long look in for the sign by Robles. The left-hander delivers, and a swing and a miss. Josh Hatcher hitting precisely 300, very round numbers. It just struck me when I wrote him down, too. It's just a great little tidbit about baseball. He's hitting 300, which is very good. He is 60 for 200, which means this is not aimed at Josh. This is baseball. He has failed 140 times and still hitting 300. Fly ball into right field, not deep. Rosario is there, and he'll make the catch in shallow right. Yeah, that's baseball. If you just fail two out of every three times for the plate, you got a great chance at a long career and maybe Cooperstown somewhere in between. It is a goofy game, isn't it? Hatcher flies out to right field. Here's Aaron Zavala. Aaron at 205 with three home runs and 27 driven in. Cheating in at third is Rosado. Pitch up, and boy, that glanced off the glove of Jose Mujica and hit our home plate umpire, Nate Diedrich, right in the mask, so he will walk a baseball about halfway out to the mound and give himself the time to put the mask back on, get back behind the plate. Yikes. One ball, no strikes to the left-handed hitting left fielder. Slightly open stance, lefty-lefty matchup here. Swinging a foul out of play, and the count squares at a ball and a strike. Domingo Robles making his 6th appearance, his 5th as a starter since joining the Hounds. And began the year sidelined on the injured list, so got a late start to the season. Chopper toward first base. Brendan Malone will make that play and gets to the bag easily for the out. Little tapper to the first baseman. Two down for Abimelech Ortiz. In his 5 previous outings, Domingo has gone 17 and a third, giving up 18 hits. 10 walks against 15 strikeouts, so the whip is a little high at 1.62. Opposition hitting 295 against him. Left-hander set. First pitch to Ortiz, way up and in, almost hit him. But Demelec had to turn away from that. One ball and no strikes. Ortiz a 179 on the season. 5 homers, 24 driven in. Watch that bat in short motions as he waits. Swings hard, hit ball just foul wide of first base. And one ball, one strike. Domingo Robles has faced Frisco once. That was in relief, his one relief appearance. Went 3 innings, gave up no runs on a hit with 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. That was during the series at Riders Field. Ground ball again toward first base, and again it's Brendan Malone. Well, 3 of the first 6 batters have bounced out unassisted to first base. Don't know if it means anything, but that's how it's going down to the books. So we'll go to the bottom half of the 2nd inning. It's the Riders nothing and the Rockhounds nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies. And dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
In the last half inning, inning number two, Denzel Clark will lead it off. He is the cleanup batter in this one. He's been getting eight a lot. Dropped into the cleanup spot, I think, during the Wichita series at one point. That's where he is tonight. Denzel at 225, but again, that does not tell you the entire story at all. So Denzel leads it off. Caden Trinkle on deck. Dane Acker's first pitch is swung on and lifted a mile and a half in the air right side. What a bright white baseball going to plank on the roof. Oh, a gorgeous sight. Bright white baseball flying in a blue sky. That's the way it was intended with baseball, wasn't it? No balls in the strike to count. Acker looks in, has the sign, and his 0-1 pitch to Denzel. Swing and a miss down and in, 0-2. Lazaro Armenteros about third in this inning. Dane Acker's 12th appearance, all of them as a starter for Frisco. Did not get out of the first inning three starts ago, but he's been very solid in his last two. The 0-2 pitch and a swing and a miss, and Denzel out on strikes. So Acker with a three-pitch whiff. One up, one down. That'll bring up Caden Trinkle. Caden to 205. Acker mentioned in the pregame, 48 innings, only 35 base hits. The opposition hitting just 201 against him. 27 walks against 57 strikeouts. So even with the walk total a little bit high, that whip is still really good at 1.29. Pitch swung on and popped in the air, center field not deep. Kellen Strom shield his eyes with his glove, then he will make the catch. High fly ball to shallow center, and it's two men up and two men down. Here in the second for the Hounds. A couple of strong swings of the bat in the first inning, but nothing to show for it. And here's Lazaro Armenteros. Lazaro 2-for-9 since being assigned to the Rock Hounds this week. And that was kind of a swap, if you will, of outfielders. At Colby Thomas getting a well-deserved chance at Triple-A. Called strike outside corner 0-1. Lazaro would like nothing better than to get the bat cranked up a little bit here in 2024 and move right back up to Las Vegas. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball count is 0-2. Dane Acker has faced the Rockhounds once. That was at Riders Field. He got a win going five innings, gave up only three hits and one unearned run. This pitch bounced foul at the plate, and it is 0-2, making quick work here in this second inning. In that game, he walked three, struck out four, and again, did get the victory. Hounds will see two of the league's best today and tomorrow. Emiliano Teodo will go tomorrow. He's not among the league leaders in the averages right now because he doesn't have quite enough innings. Just a check swing, and out on strikes is Lotero. So, Dane Acker, a three-up, three-down inning, including a couple of whiffs. So the theme continues. Runs have been tough to come by in this series. We'll go to the top of the third inning. Riders and the Rockhounds, no score.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the third and the bottom third of the Frisco order, Maximo Acosta will lead it off. Alex Ducote will follow, and Isel Cepeda pitching to Domingo Robles. Sun just starting to creep up the upslope of the mound, the shadow that is cast by the sun. Strike called in the outside corner on Robles' first delivery. Shadow stretches up past first base into shallow right. 0-1 count. Domingo with the leg kick and the pitch, and that is sliced down the right field side. That will drift foul, grass berm perhaps. Nope, just cleared the berm to the disappointment of the folks out there looking for a souvenir. 0-2, the count to Acosta. Maximo at 263. Has one home run, but he has 26 driven in. Wearing sky blue batting gloves and matching spikes. And sartorial splendor. 0-2 pitch, bends just down and in. And the count 1-2. Springfield and Corpus Christi just getting underway at the beach. Doesn't sound right. Sounds like they should be further than the first inning of that game. Delivery, breaking ball. Got him inside corner at the knees. Acosta did not care for that. At least it didn't appear so, but he's out on strikes. First strikeout for Robles. Comes on a called third strike inside part of the plate on a breaking pitch. And here's Alex Ducote. And it appears Arkansas, well, you never know. They can rally back. Bottom of the fourth, they're down 8-0 at home against Wichita, trying to clinch the first half. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike to Ducote, and it's 0-1. Alex at 195. No home runs, couple of runs driven in. Right-hand hitting shortstop with an open stance. He sets up, closes upon delivery, and takes outside for a ball, 1-1. Just looking at the standings, I had an incorrect number, but to clarify, Arkansas 4-6 in their last 10, trying to clinch the first half. Springfield's had opportunities, just a swing and a miss. It's 1-2. The Cardinals are 2-8 in their last 10. That's got to be frustrating. Arkansas, as we mentioned earlier, fell last night at home to Wichita, but Springfield did not take advantage. So Arkansas needs one win or one Springfield loss today or tomorrow. One ball, two strikes. Ducote waits. The stretch now by Robles. Domingo with a pitch. Hard hit ball to shortstop. Backhanded by Winkler. Throws back across his body. And again, oh, they get on a hop. Out at first base is Ducote. Really nice play by Jack Winkler. Went to the outfield, grasped through back, off balance across the body, and on one hop got Ducote at first base. We'll get a second look at that on the replay. That was boy, a heck of a play. Two down now for Isel Cepeda. Right-handed hitter. He's the right fielder. Robles pitch down the middle. Called strike. 0-1. Isel at 218. There's a home run and 14 runs driven in. Takes outside for a ball. Count squares at a ball and a strike. Top of the order, Kellen Strom on deck. Third inning, no score. Robles is set. Shadow right at his feet now as he delivers. Pitch to the corner, called strike. It's 1-2. Of course, these guys have been playing baseball a long time since they were probably pretty tiny kids, so they've dealt with it. But that ball just off the fingertips this time of the evening goes right into the shadows, right off the fingertips, and a swing and a miss. And Cepeda is out on strikes. And with some terrific help from his shortstop, Domingo Robles with a 1-2-3 inning. So to the bottom half of the third we go. It's the Rockhounds nothing and Frisco nothing.
We've told you that only two teams in the Texas League's 136-year history have won four or more consecutive championships. Nearly a century after Fort Worth rattled off six in a row, the Rockhounds won four straight beginning in 2014. In that season, the Hounds and Frisco had the league's top two records, and the Rough Riders won the opener in the division playoffs before the Rockhounds stormed back to win three straight to capture the series. A tremendous five-game set for the Tulsa Drillers was capped when Nate Long combined with four relievers in a 5-0 shutout to clinch the Texas League title. Dusty Coleman and Connor Crumbliss both homered in that game, each playing for the final time in a Rockhounds uniform, a very fitting final chapter for two outstanding players and terrific people. A twist of fate opened the door for the player who would become the playoff MVP when an injury sidelined third baseman Jeffrey Marte in the final 3 days of the season. The A's brought a first-year pro named Matt Chapman to the Rockhounds. Chappie had been drafted in June of that year and played for single-A Beloit. The Snapper's season was over, so Matt was assigned to the Hounds. He joined the club on the final day of the regular season and went 0-3. He then led the Rockhounds to the Texas League title in the playoffs with his bat and glove. That glove, of course, turned both gold and platinum in the major leagues, and Chappie remains one of the finest defenders in the game.
Twist of fate indeed. By the way, that was a really good talking with Zach Bigley about it last night, radio voice of the Riders. 2014 team was a very good club. Frisco outstanding all season before the South Division playoffs, and the Rockhounds managed to win that series. That was a good club in the Metroplex in 2014. Jose Mujica leads it off, bottom half of the third. First pitch, swing, line drive, left side, base hit. Well, welcome, Jose Mujica. Over to cut it off is Kellen Strom, and a line drive, base hit for Jose. And he's the catcher in this ball game, and boy, didn't waste any time. First pitch he sees, drives a line drive into left center field. So each team with one base hit. And now here's Sahid Valenzuela. Switch hitting second baseman. Sahid at 168, had a terrific game on Thursday, went 2-for-3. Mujica a short lead, and Sahid takes up high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Jamelio Rosado is on deck. He will get his first at-bat above the rookie level. Hacker comes set. Hands between the belt and the letters. A long set now to the plate, and this ball is sliced out of play. Inside-out swing, and that'll find its way to the concourse. That bounced on terra firma. Thank you very much. A lot of folks down there in the picnic area and on the concourse. Again, really good bunch here tonight at Rocky Town. One ball, one strike to Sahid. Mujica, the leadoff first base. Pitch just off the inside corner. Two balls and one strike. Hacker comes set, has the sign, and looks in. 2-1 count, and the pitch on the way to Sahid, a tapper back to the mound. And that'll serve the purpose, really, of a sacrifice. That'll go 1-3 on the underhanded toss to first base. So one man down, and Mujica does advance to second base. So a runner in scoring position for his first at bat above the rookie level for Jamelio Rosado. Rosado, and young player out of Puerto Rico. He is only 20 years of age, won't turn 21 until August. Signed as an international free agent. He's played in the Dominican Summer League, and then last year and to start this season in the Arizona Complex League. All right, handed hitter. We had time called briefly. Now things set to go. Jose Mujica, leadoff base hit. He's on at second with one man down. No score in the bottom half of the third. Rosado takes first pitch, called strike on the outside corner at the knees, 0-1. Dane Acker, again, might well have been pitching in a Rockhounds uniform tonight, but he was part of the deal that brought Chris Davis to the Texas Rangers. He was kind of the premier guy, but another player involved in that deal has turned out to be tremendous. Swinging a fly ball, foul, that'll find its way to the grass berm, so that'll make somebody happy, I think. 0-2. Chris Davis was kind of the premier guy, but a former Rockhound was involved in that trade, and he has turned into an all-star. Jonah Heim was thought to be a very good defensive catcher, but, boy, has he added the bat, and, of course, he's added a World Series ring, too. But Jonah was part of that deal that also sent Dane Acker to the Rangers. So that trade has certainly turned out very well for Texas. Jonah Heim, one of the fine catchers in the game. 0-2 pitch. Chopper back up the middle, charging hard is second baseman Acosta, and the throw is in time. Advancing to third is Mujica on the second out of the inning. 4-3 bounce up, and it's two men down now for Jason Rosario. Jason flew out to deep left field his first time up. Aaron Zavala made the catch maybe a stride or so short of the wall in deep left field. So a runner at third, but two men down. Rosario, left-handed hitter, Jason at 257, swings and sends a foul ball high in the air, but just a crystal blue sky off to the left and out of play. 0-1 is the count. Jack Winkler on deck for the Hounds. No score in the third inning. Each team just one base hit the first time through the order. One hit and one runner is all. Bouncer fouled at the plate. Count goes 0-2. Rosario's had a good series. Again, these teams meeting game number 11 overall. Six in the Metroplex and five now here. And Jason hitting at about 300 in the season series, but a swing and a miss here. Ball got to the deck, but the throw to first base in plenty of time from Liam Hicks. Strikeout on a pitch to the dirt. And it is Hicks who handles, goes to first base to a strikeout and a 2-3 put up. And the Hounds have a leadoff base hit, but it goes by the boards. Not much in the way of totals to give you, but we'll do that when we return. After three, Frisco nothing, Rockhounds nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Not much on the board. It's been that type of a series almost throughout. Each team, no runs, one hit, no errors. Riders have not left a man on, had a caught stealing. The Hounds have left one man on base. Kellen Strom stands in, second time through the order. Makes a backdoor pitch wide for ball one from Domingo Robles. Hounds lead the series 3-1. Riders, of course, have already clinched the first half. Backdoor pitch called strike, and it's 1-1. Mentioned, yeah, the Riders last night falling to 44-23. Now they fall to 21 games over 500. That's more a stumble than anything. What a first half they have had. Pitch up and away for a ball. 2-1. Hounds have the second best record in the league. and would be leading the North Division if that was possible, but Dan Hound 6 games behind the Riders in the South. The 2-1 stretch and pitch, and that ball hit in the air to center field. Denzel coming on, and he will dive, and did he hang on? He did! Diving catch, Denzel Clark, shallow center field, slap a little leather. Terrific play by Denzel. Boy, kind of a sinking soft line drive, and the question was, did Denzel get the glove under the baseball? But no argument, yes he did. A terrific defensive outfielder, rated by Baseball America, the best defensive outfielder in the A's organization among the minor leagues. Liam Hicks stands in and swings, sends one foul back to the screen. Catches the top of the screen and dribbles out in front of home plate. Liam bounced out to first baseman Brendan Malone, his first time up. Jamaliel Rosado cheating in a little bit at third base. Hicks takes a breaking pitch low and away, count 1-1. Hounds have Caden Trinkel in left field. Denzel made that nice play in center. Jason Rosario is in right. Jamaliel Rosado making his debut. He's the third baseman. Jack Winkler is at short. 1-1 pitch. Up and in for a ball. 2-1. Saeed Valenzuela on the right side of the infield at second base. Brendan Malone has been busy. He's at first. And Jose Mujica behind the plate. Domingo Robles. Left-hander with the 1-2 pitch. And that's hit in the air. Center field, straight away. Denzel shields those eyes. Man, that sun is high and bright, and he'll make the catch. So, 2 men down in the inning. Shadow stretching past the mound now, so in terms of pitcher to hitter, it's all in shadows. Left side of the infield, and really all 3 outfield spots. You have to battle that sun significantly for a while now. Cody Freeman, the batter, he has the Riders base hit. Opposite field line drive single in the first. Picks up high for a ball here. 1 ball and no strikes. 265 batting average, has a half dozen home runs. Does Cody, 29 driven in. It's been really solid, more than solid, and back to third base. Just terrific. 1 ball, no strikes. Backdoor pitch got there. Snapped over the outside corner. 1-1. Riders wearing the road gray uniforms, trimmed in maroon, and a splash of that creamy white they have in the Riders logo. 1 ball, 1 strike pitch. Went just down and in from Lopez. Robles, rather. Crowd grumbled a bit. 2 balls and a strike. Hounds wearing the home white uniforms, trimmed in the dark blue and orange. Nobody on. 2 men down. Top of the 4th inning. A 2-1 count to Cody Freeman. Takes a strike, outside corner, off-speed pitch, outside half of the plate, 2-2. Josh Hatcher would be next if Freeman gets on base. Cody lined a single to right field in the first inning, tried to steal second, and was thrown out. Jose Mujica to Jack Winkler, 2-2. High fly ball foul, drifting out of play. That's going to find the grass berm. Bounces between about 8 kids, and somebody will get an easy souvenir there. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. Now Freeman stands back in with a 2-2 count. Brendan Malone still cheating in at first base, almost to the grass, swinging a fly ball right side. This will drift into foul territory, I think. Brendan Malone, and he got it. About 4 feet foul. Pop out to first base in the breeze, handled by Malone. So, boy, I mean, the theme of this series has been pitching and defense. To the bottom of the 4th we go. Rockhounds and the Rough Riders are scoreless.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that P equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen? Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
In the bottom half of the fourth inning for the Rockhounds, it'll be 2-3 and 4 in the order. Jack Winkler leads it off. Brendan Malone to follow in. And Sal Clark in the fourth. No score. Each team, no runs, one hit. Mentioned right at the top of the broadcast, these are two of the top seven teams in terms of runs per game in all of AA, but really been tough to come by in this series. A big swing and a miss on a backup pitch. 0-1 to Jack Winkler. Bounced out to third baseman Cody Freeman his first time up. And Jack has made a terrific play defensively. Took a base hit away from Alex DeGoti. Jack hitting 300 in the season series with Priskotic. A good breaking pitch for a called strike outside half of the plate. 0-2. Second baseman Acosta was shading almost straight up the middle. Borderline illegal. He's not illegal. I'm making fun. Pitch down and away for a ball. 1-2. About as close as you can get. He's still shading solidly that way in the left side of the infield playing Jack to pull. It's a ball and two strikes. Heard from our friends at Hilliard Office Solutions. A little College World Series trivia. Pitch is swung on and bounced foul over toward the third base camera. Bay, one ball and two strikes. The count remains. Whoever wins in Omaha this year, that will be a first. Texas A&M got on the board. The first batter up, homered in that game. They lead 3-1 to the Aggies. Pitch up and in for a ball, 2-2. Game is in the top of the third inning. Texas A&M 3 and the Tennessee Volunteers 1. Best of three, of course. And by the way, we have staff members, one staff member who is a graduate of Texas A&M, another who is an alum of Tennessee. Both, of course, huge fans. 2-2 pitch, and that's hit high in the air. Center field, Strom to his left. Looks up into the high sky, shields his eyes, and makes the catch. Fly ball to center field, one away. Jack Winkler flies out. Here's Brendan Malone. I don't know why I brought that up, but because the way the schedule goes, the College World Series game 2 is tomorrow afternoon. Wouldn't you want that at night? So the guys are working while their teams are playing in the College World Series. There's a called strike to Brendan Malone. It's 0-1. And if they need a third game, that would be on Monday. 0-1 count to Brennan. Nobody on and one man down in the fourth inning. Pitch drops to the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike. Of course, baseball season games almost every day. Monday, of course, is the exception. And kind of cool because on Monday, game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. Man, that is special sports. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Shallow right field. Straight away for Cepeda. Barely has to move, in fact. Now get a shuffle of the feet. The wind took that ball just a little bit as it was coming down toward Cepeda's glove, so Hazel had to make almost a little shuffle of the feet and made the catch. So fly ball to shallow right, two down. Here's Denzel. Struck out swinging his first time up. Got the signature bright orange batting gloves on, just the right-handed hitter. Denzel, 6 homers, 25 driven in. Had a two-run home run, a big one earlier in the series. A swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Now Dane Acker and Domingo Robles, along with some very good defense behind them, but largely just been the pitchers in command of this game. No runs on a hit for each team. Denzel swings and Bounces one sharply, but well foul, wide a third. It's 0-2. Texas A&M, by the way, has expanded that lead now. Aggies lead 4-1, top half of the third. Dean Acker taking a little extra time here. Now gets set to go. He'll utilize most of the pitch clock on this one. Stretch, pitch clock. Yeah, that's pitch clock violation. Yep, just barely, but that'll be a 1-2 count. And he took just an extra moment and then hesitated just a bit before starting the delivery. So the pitch clock violation, it's 1-2. Denzel takes down low for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Zach Bigley in the booth next door. The voice of the Riders tell me 3 starts ago for Dane, he threw 35 pitches in the first inning and did not get out of the first, but he's been very good in his last, especially his last two. He's been good all season. Swinging a bouncer foul, 2-2. Again, a 2.81 earned run average. Just outstanding all the way around. A whip of 1.2 and opposition hitting well under 200 against him. And Dane is a top 30 prospect for the Rangers. 2-2 pitch, just outside. Boy, tough pitch to take, but now an 0-2 count is full. 3-2 to Denzel, nobody on, 2 out. Acker comes set, here's the full count delivery to Denzel. Ground ball, sharply hit, and Freeman makes the play on the long hop. Sets up, throws, and got him. Boy, again, Denzel, good hustle. Made that a close play. It has really been evident of late. That's the way he's playing the game. But it's a ground out to third base. And then, boy, you hit one to Cody Freeman. And, you're probably going to be out of luck. He has been just outstanding in the hot corner. So we have played 4. Each team, no runs on 1 base hit. Have a good one going on Saturday night at Rocky Town. No score to the 5th inning.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the 5th inning, and it's Josh Hatcher to lead it off. Domingo Robles will face the middle third of the order in the 5th. It'll be Hatcher, Aaron Zavala, and Abimelech Ortiz. Hatcher flew out to right field his first time up. Lefty-lefty matchup. Takes a breaking pitch away for ball one. By the way, Texas A&M now leads Tennessee 7-1. Ball game, what, still in the bottom of the third. Pitch swung on and missed. Good breaking pitch away. Count goes 1-1. College World Series, Hilliard Office Solutions, find the solutions. A couple of quick ones looking at the history of that event. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-1. Goes back to a 1947, I believe. First couple of College World Series were held in Kalamazoo, Michigan. 2-1 pitch, fly ball, center field, Denzel still moving back. Short of the track, and he'll haul it in. Well, that ball was well hit. High in the sky, and took Denzel almost to the track in straightaway center field. So Josh Hatcher, a long fly ball, but an out, and it's one man down in the 5th inning for Aaron Zavala. 13, Aaron Zavala. The third College World Series was played in Wichita at a ballpark that used to host the Texas League. It's called Lawrence Stadium then, Lawrence Dumont Stadium. When you and I were traveling there, there's a swing and a miss. Zavala now down on the count 0-1. He bounced out to first baseman Brendan Maloney's first time. The event moved to Omaha in the fourth year of the Penn's College World Series. Been there ever since. Called strike of the knees, and it's 0-2. Rosenblatt Stadium for years. First brand-new ballpark, or relatively so, in Omaha now. So question number one, what team has won the most College World Series titles? That's officially now the Men's College World Series. Backup pitch, line drive, right center, and that's a base hit. Aaron Zavala, good piece of hitting there. He got down on the count 0-2, sat back on a breaking pitch and lines it into right center field. So the third base hit of the game is a one-out single. Zavala is on for Abimelech Ortiz. What team has won the most? And it's been a while since they've won one, but they have by far won the most College World Series titles. Pitch to the outside edge, just outside. Ball one, one ball, no strikes. Abimelech, left-handed hitter, he bounced out to Brendan Maloney his first time. No score, but the Riders with one man on and one man down. Rosado cheating in at third base. Chad Winkler shooting back up the middle. Pitch in the dirt, good stop by Mujica. Two balls, no strikes. And Jose is going to jog out to the mound. Well, the team that has won the most is the only team that has double-digit Men's College World Series titles. They went to the finals 14 times and won 12 of them. I'll let you chew on that for a moment. Only seven teams ever have won four or more, and one of them in double digits. Here's the 2-0 stretch, pitch, and that will miss. That's ball three. So Robles now, at least boy, in the context of this game, he's in a jam. One man on with a 3-0 count. Domingo set from the belt. Toss over to first base. Infield almost entirely in shadows. Just a little slice of sunlight back up the middle. And that's where Jack Winkler is standing. So everybody but Jack in the shadows. And he's standing in the bright sunlight, shading up the middle at short. 3-0 pitch right there, called strike 3-1. Base runners Aaron Zavala. Aaron, by the way, four steals in seven attempts. Robles set, 3-1 pitch. Outside on the corner. It's a called strike. Abimelech Ortiz not only thought he had a walk, he tossed his bat about 13 feet. Goodness. The Corso say on College Football Today, not so fast, my friend. It's a 3-2 count. I mean, he was certainly out of walk. So now, does the runner go? 3-2 count. Zavala takes the lead, not going. Pitch, and that is sliced out of play. Foul ball left side. Ortiz is at the plate. Zavala, the base runner. Maximo Acosta is on deck. No score, top of the fifth inning. And a 3-2 count second time. Robles, hands dropped down to the belt. Left-hander's pitch. Swung on and missed, and out on strikes is Ortiz. Oh, and he's about to get tossed. Boy, I will guarantee you some. That 3-1 pitch was, boy, close and then some. He is still barking. He pointed right at Nate Diedrich, and Nate did not toss him. So you know that pitch was close enough. He had a point, perhaps, but he's out on strikes, one on and two away. And here's Maximo Acosta. And a breaking pitch is a foul tip hung on to by Mujica, 0-1. Of course, I mean, it varies from situation to situation, but that's about as much as you can get away with in terms of making an issue of balls and strikes. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Chopper out toward the shortstop. Jack Winkler handles it. Goes to Saeed at second base for the out. So Fielder's Choice goes 6-4, base hit, just the third of this ball game, but it goes by the boards. Part one of our trivia answer coming up, and we are midway through this game to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Rockhounds and Riders, no score.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Last half of the fifth inning, Kane Trinkle, Lazaro Armenteros, and Jose Mujica to face Dane Acker. Right-hander, born, by the way, in College Station. Dane Acker pitched for Rice for 1 year, and the University of Oklahoma is where the A's found him and drafted him. And went to the Rangers via trade. Pitch up and into Caden for ball 1-1-0. What team has won the most College World Series titles? They've won a dozen. Anybody else more than seven? And that's not chopped liver. Here's the 1-0. Ground ball to the second baseman. Acosta is there. Flips to first base for the out. One down in the fifth. Boy, Acker and Robles have been terrific. Well, they haven't won one since the new millennium. It was 1998-1999, but the University of Southern California, now members of the Big Ten, which has, what, 27 teams in it? But they are the all-time leaders. 12 College World Series titles for the USC Trojans. 12-2 in the finals. Pitch way up in it. What a called strike. Lazaro Armenteros. Ball did bend back in. He was spinning out of the way, but a called strike, 0-1. Sounds like a Jerry Colemanism, the longtime voice of the San Diego Padres. High and tight for a called strike one. Breaking pitch down and away. One ball, one strike. One of my favorite Colemanisms was slides into second with a stand-up double. Just probably all said it, but Jerry said it best. One ball and one strike. Pitch outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. By the way, LSU defending champions coming into this year have 7 College World Series titles. Texas, 6. Arizona State, 5. Arizona, Miami, and Cal State Fullerton, 4. Pitch called strike at the knees, and it's 2-2. Longhorns, of course, have the most appearances by a bunch. They have 38. A quick follow-up. What conference has won the most College World Series titles? Here's the 2-2, just up and away, ball 3. So, full count. Domingo Robles has 3 strikeouts, no bases on balls, as does Dane Acker. And again, just 2 hits for the Riders, 1 for the Rockhounds. 3-2 count, Lazaro waits. Pitch check swing, did he go? Yeah, he did. He's out on strikes. He didn't think so, but that's a check swing, strike 3, and Lazaro disagrees, so he's out on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Acker. Two men down for Jose Mujica, who has the Rockhounds' only base hit in this game. Well, I suppose it makes sense because USC has won the most titles. They've won 12. The Pac-12, Pac-8, Pac-10, Pac-12. 18 titles. Of course, they are done. That's the most. Bouncing ball foul wide at third, 0-1. Southeastern Conference has won 15, and they will win one no matter what here. And the WAC is actually third with 7, Western Athletic Conference. No balls and a strike to count. Pitch up and in for a ball. It's 1-1. By the way, the folks at Wikipedia may know something. I'd use them in part for the research, and they already have Texas A&M winning the College World Series. They haven't played it yet, but Wikipedia has them winning. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 2-1. So either they know something that the rest of the planet doesn't, or they are just guessing. I'd go ahead and let him go ahead and play the series first, but maybe not. Two balls and a strike to Jose Mojica. Delivery's punched right side, and that'll be handled nicely by Hatcher. It'll underhand to Dane Acker covering the bag. Good play by Josh Hatcher at first base on a sharply hit ball. Mojica lined the single his first time and a sharply hit ball here, but he is out. And boy, through 5 innings, we'll give you totals coming up. But this has been a ball game absolutely dominated by pitching. After 5, Rockhounds and Frisco are scoreless.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Well, through 5 innings, it's no runs on 3 hits, no errors. No, that's both of them combined. Frisco 2 base hit, Rockhounds 1 base hit. Game has been errorless, very well played defensively. There have been no walks issued in the game, so through 5 innings, we have 30 outs and 3 base runners. In the top half of the 6th inning, it'll be 8-9-1 in the order for the Riders. It'll be Alex DeGoti, Aisel Cepeda, then back up top for Kevin Strong, facing left-hander Domingo Robles. And we thought it might be Jack Perkins pitching tonight, but he's not yet going to be taken off the injured list. But one would think he is fairly close to coming back. Rockhounds have a half dozen guys on the IL. We are ready to go. Robles warmed up pretty quickly. So home plate umpire Nate Diedrich making sure that the full time between innings is taken. Thank you very much. And here's Alex DeGoti now to lead it off. Top of the 6th inning, pitch by Robles. Outside and high for a ball, 1-0. Alex bounced out to shortstop Jack Winkler his first time, and that was, I think, the best defensive play of this game. The 1-0 pitch is outside and high for ball 2, 2-0. Jack had to range to his right under the outfield grass, made the throw on one hop, and just got to Godey. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Sends a foul ball back up and over the roof behind us out of play. 2 balls and 1 strike. North Division games, by the way, that still are factoring into the pennant race. Springfield leads Corpus 1-0, top of the 4th. Arkansas is rallying back. Pitch outside corner called strike to Godey. Disagrees with that. It's not the first time he's now asked for timeout. Wichita took an 8-0 lead at North Little Rock. The Travelers have scored 3. Top of the 7th inning, it's 8-3 Wichita. Arkansas needs a win today or tomorrow, or a loss by Springfield today or tomorrow. And they would be the first half champs in the North. The 2-2 stretch. That's fouled off. And the count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes to Alex DeGoti. And Alex, who is from Miami, Florida, 29 years of age, so he's a guy with plenty of experience at this level. Backdoor pitch and a called third strike, and he knew it. Boy, good backdoor pitch off speed from Domingo Robles, and a big breaking ball is a strikeout. That is his fourth. And the batter is Hissel Cepeda. Well, again, Dane Acker, five innings, no runs, one hit, no walks, four strikeouts. Domingo Robles now 5 1/3, no runs, two hits, no walks, and four strikeouts. Cepeda takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. Again, Brennan Malone, as he does very often, cheating about a step inside the bag at first base. Ball hit in the air, right center field. Denzel on the move, and he'll get there, tracks it down. It's a well-hit ball by Cepeda, but within the reach of Denzel Clark in right center field. Two men down in the inning. In top of the order, Kellen Strom. There have been two defensive plays in this game just above and beyond. One was the play by Jack Winkler on Alex DeGody's grounder, and the other was Kellen Strom's kind of soft line drive into shallow center. Denzel made a sliding catch. Two outstanding plays. Pitch to Strom, backdoor way off speed, but it's wide for a ball. One ball, no strike. 74 miles an hour on the breaking pitch. Infield in at the corners. Jamiliel Rosado at third, Brennan Malone at first. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-0 now. Activity beginning in the Rockhounds bullpen. Again, Robles into his sixth inning. A high pop-up, playable perhaps. First base side, foul ground. Brennan Malone got it. Foul out to the first baseman. Boy, Domingo Robles and Dane Acker, just outstanding. Robles gets a 1-2-3 sixth inning, probably his last inning, but by far his best outing of this season since joining the Rockhounds out of the Arizona complex again and off the injured list. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth. What a ball game. No score at Rocky Town.
Year two of the four-peat was 2015. The Hounds went up pedestrian 35-35 in the first half, but by season's end had become perhaps the best club in franchise history. Brian Christensen's team went 48-22 in the second half and, including the playoffs, won 37 of their last 49 games. The Hounds defeated an outstanding Corpus Christi team in the division series and swept the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for their second consecutive championship. The club had three of the Texas League's four all-star infielders, third baseman Ryan Healy, second baseman Colin Walsh, and shortstop Chad Pinder, who was named the league player of the year. Chris Jensen went 11-1 in his last 12 starts, and Sean Manaea, acquired by the A's in a trade deadline deal, joined the team down the stretch and was the final piece of the puzzle. He was absolutely dominant, going 6-0 with a 1.90 ERA. The Rockhounds tossed 17 shutouts, breaking the franchise record set by the Cubs in 1975, and added another in the playoffs when Parker Frazier closed out the championship series with a three-hitter. And the bullpen was off the charts. The Rockhounds went 77-0 when leading after eight innings. Oh, and a sidebar. The only infielder was not named to the Texas League All-Star team. That was the guy who led all of Major League Baseball in home runs and RBIs last season. Rockhounds first baseman, Matt Olson.
It worked out just fine for Matt after all. He played some right field that year. I think that was the only reason he wasn't an all-star first baseman. Saeed Valenzuela leads it off, bottom of the sixth. He looks to bunt, draws the bat back, and takes down low, ball 1-1-0. No score in the bottom of the sixth inning. Three hits total in this game. Domingo Robles' day is over. Activity continues in the bullpen. But boy, what a day it was. A swing and a foul back out of play. 1-1 to Saeed. Jamiliel Rosado is on deck. Top of the order, Jason Rosario will follow. Saeed bounced out to the pitcher his first time up. Kind of a would-be sacrifice. Takes a called strike, just got there outside edge, 1-2. So he does say something about the call. A little bit tough to get a real good feel for balls and strikes in this game. Here's the 1-2. Ball popped in the air, left side, it will drift and will get into the seats. Boy, there are very few empty seats in this ballpark tonight, so big bunch. Count stays 1-2. So he now will stand back in. Infield on the right side, really all the way around, playing him solidly to pull. First baseman Josh Hatcher is almost in a no-doubles alignment. Scoreless game in the sixth. Pitch to Saheed, bouncing ball right at the first baseman. Hatcher to the bag with ease, and it's one man down. Jamelio Rosado is the batter. He bounced out to second base in his first at-bat. He is getting a chance to play at the double-A level. See it every once in a while. Of course, just you need an available player. Rockhounds, again, are a little shorthanded. So before he plays the first game at single A, he's playing for the double A Hounds. Swings and misses on a pitch up, and it's 0-1. Dane Acker in his sixth inning of work. The 0-1. High strike, 0-2. Jamelio playing in 25 games with the Arizona Complex League A's. I always forget that they're playing now. They've changed how that league works. That one used to start after the draft. Pitch drops down low for a ball, 1-2. Of course, short A. It's also gone by the boards. That used to start after the draft as well. But Arizona Complex League plays now, and they'll shut down, of course, earlier than the rest of the full season leagues. Jamelio hit 177 for the Arizona A's. One ball and two strikes to the right-handed hitter. Breaking pitch stays high. Ball 2-2. I mentioned these teams average 5 runs each per game. And they have scored only 19 now in 5.5 games combined. Pitch just high. Ball 3-2. Again, a third of those, basically, close enough, I think, scored by Frisco in the second game. But again, that one was 3-0 going to the seventh inning. The Riders added a run in the seventh and two more in the eighth to put that one away 6-2. Hounds led 2-0 in the bottom of the eighth. The next night, won 5-0. Pitch, and that's high, ball 4. Well, Dane Acker, I would guess, is absolutely talking to himself, and he's probably not very happy with himself. He walks the number 9 hitter, the guy who's in his second double-A at bat. First walk of the game. So each team now has had with 3 base runners. That sound right? No, I'm sorry. Rock has had 2 now. Looking to bunt. Rosario drops one down. That's going to be a flat-out base hit. What a gorgeous bunt. Oh, man, just when you think it's a lost art, that is a work of art. Boy, what'd your little league coach tell you? Catch the ball with your bat? That looked exactly like what Jason just did. Pushes it up the third baseline, does the left-handed hitter down to second base, goes to Rosado, base hit for Rosario. So it's two men on. And the batter is Jack Winkler. Jack has bounced to third and flown out to center. Pickoff play at second base. Rosado goes back in. Just got there ahead of the throw. I don't know if he is inexperienced. Again, he's a very, very young player. He's only 20. Don't know if that had anything to do with Frisco trying to pick him off, but I think that's a pretty smart move. You know, he's got a lot of adrenaline going. Pitch up and in for ball to Jack Winkler. One ball, no strikes. And now Liam Hicks going to walk out to the mound. And Jamelio Rosado will come over and talk to Gregorio Petit in the third base coaching area. So the Hounds have 2 men on. This is the first time 2 men have been on base in this game in the same inning. So the Hounds have a line drive single by Jose Mujica, and then back-to-back, a walk and a bunt single in the sixth. That's been it, 3 base runners. Riders got a 2-out single by Cody Freeman in the first and a line drive to right. And Aaron Zavala singled in the fifth inning. So it is 2 base runners for Frisco, that 3 number I was talking about. That was total. So So there have been five base runners in this game. It's the bottom half of the sixth inning. And one of us here, and I think it would be me, can't count to five all of a sudden. But, yeah, it's five base runners total. So two on, one man down. Jack Winkler, the batter. No score. Last of the sixth inning. Conversation on the mound is over. Hacker's pitch well inside. That's ball two. No activity, by the way, in the Frisco bullpen at this moment in time. No score, sixth inning. Rosado leads off second. Rosario off first. Stretch by Acker, 2-0 pitch to Jack, ground ball, that sharply hit. Backhanded by Freeman, throws on a hop, but not going to get him, and the throw gets away. First run of this ball game will score. Down to second base, and safe there is Winkler. And I would guess that'll be a hit compounded by an error, because that would have been a really tough play, I think, by Freeman. So we'll see. The Rockhounds have taken the lead, so I would guess it'd be a... But I'm wondering if maybe a hit in there. I'm going to watch this again on the replay. Cody Freeman, boy, I don't know. He threw that ball from foul ground. I think Winkler had a chance to beat it. I would think a hit in an error. So base hit compounded by the throwing error. Run scores on the error. Second and third with one man down. And here's Brennan Malone. I do believe that is Cody Freeman's first error at third base, by the way. He's been that good. Called strike to Malone, 0-1. So Rosado moved to third base on the base hit. Rosario down to second. Winkler with the infield single compounded by the error. 1-0 the score. Second and third infield is in all the way around, and a pitch to the corner. Called strike two. Boy, Acker comes back with back-to-back terrific pitches. Rosario is at third base. Jack Winkler at second. He runs really well. Winkler has 13 steals. Run is unearned at this moment in time. That could certainly change. It swung on and ripped down the left field line. It's a base hit by Brennan Malone. That will score two. Malone on his way to second base. Stand up double. Rockhounds lead it 3-0 in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Boy, and for Brennan Malone, we said it the other night. Again, the Riders have really been tough on him. That is an 0-2 double down the left field line. On a no-ball, two-strike count, a two-run double. Rosario and Winkler both score. And John Goble now, pitching coach, out for a visit. So the Hounds have back-to-back-to-back base hits. The second of those compounded by the error. Three runs across, at least two of them will be earned. So the walk, and you know, you go all the way back to the first base runner of this inning, and it is Jamelio Rosado, who is up from the Arizona Complex League. He draws a walk in his second double-A plate appearance. That's not an at-bat, of course, but his second plate appearance. He walks. Rosario drops down an absolute picture-perfect bunt. Jack Winkler with the infield single compounded by the rare throwing error from Cody Freeman. And Brennan Malone, who when he came to the plate was 3-for-32 against the Rough Riders, down in the count 0-2, drills a two-run double. And here's Denzel with Brennan on at second base. Rockhounds now lead this game 3-0. Activity begins in the bullpen as Acker comes set and delivers. That's well inside to Denzel. Ball one, 1-0. Brennan Malone, RBIs 27 and 28. So more offense in this half inning than we had combined in the first five and a half innings of the game. In the game's first three runs, of course. Denzel at the plate. Caden Trinkel on deck. One man down in the inning. Long set. Packers pitch. High strike. Outside edge. One ball, one strike. Denzel struck out swinging in the second inning. Bounced out to third base his last time up. Cody Freeman shading the line at third base. Acosta almost up the middle at second. Pitches up high for a ball. Count is 2-1. Denzel, that stance spread wide again. 6-5. Right-handed hitter from Pickering, Ontario, Canada. 2-1 stretch. Pitch to D. Check swing. And, yep, he went. No doubt about that. 2-2. Wind is right to left and inward. Boy, they are shallow, are the Rough Riders for Denzel. And again, he's got some pop. But that wind is not whipping, but it's certainly in evidence. 2-2 pitch, down and away. Good stop by Liam Hicks behind the plate, and the count is 3-2. First base open with one down, sixth inning. Full count, second straight time for Denzel. Bounced out to third his last time up there. Here's the set by Acker. Looks at second. Comes to the plate. And a ball hit to shortstop, and it is knocked down. Throw to first base, but that's going to be a base hit for Denzel and his first and third. Boy, a really good effort by the Goaty. Made a sliding play to Denzel again. Good hustle and an infield base hit. Advancing to third is Brendan Malone. That'll make all three runs earned. Boy, the Goaty, though, certainly saves a run with that play. So the Hounds have three runs on five base hits. The error now kind of factored out of the inning. First and third for Caden Trinkle. Caden has flown out to center and bounced out to second base. Outfield plays him the opposite way, particularly in left toward the wide corner, down in that left field corner. Caden takes up and in for a ball, 1-0. Well, Domingo Robles left this ball game. It was scoreless. The Hounds have activity now in the bullpen continuing. There's a swing and a miss. Caden chased one down low, and it's one ball, one strike. Brendan Malone advancing to third base, if I did not say so, and the base hit by Denzel. And again, really good hustle by Denzel Clark. That was a good play by DeGoti. Throw was a little wide. There's a swing and a high pop-up left side of the infield. Cody Freeman, foul ground, looking up, and he gloves it. So two men down in the inning, first and third of the runners, and the batter will be Lazaro Armenteros. 0 for 2. He struck out twice against Acker. Lazaro 2-4-11 since joining the Rockhounds. Tall right-handed hitter, extends the hands away a little bit from the body and turns that bat back and forth as he waits. Clark bluffs, doesn't go, pitch high and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. And shallow in center, the wind actually almost going away. The flags are almost motionless in left center field. You can still feel a little breeze, but not a whole lot. Set by Acker. Pitch to Lazaro, fouled away, and that'll even the count and ball and a strike. He is the eighth batter up in this inning. Rockhounds had sent just one over the minimum through five, just 16 batters through five innings. And Frisco has sent 19 batters in six innings. Pitch to the corner is a strike. It's 1-2. And the Hounds have come within one man of batting around in this inning, putting the first runs on the board. 3-0 with first and third, two men down. Armenteros waits. Set by Acker. Pitch down and away. Good stop by Liam Hicks. Saves the run and also keeps Denzel from getting into scoring position. Good play by the Riders catcher. Liam Hicks blocking that ball really in the left-hand batter's box. 2-2 the count. Right fielder Cepeda shielding his eyes. He's standing right in a streak of sunlight. It's about the only sunshine on the field left. Here's the 2-2 set by Acker. Denzel runs. Pitch is taken up and away. And there'll be no throw. Head first dive at a stolen base. For Denzel Clark, that's his eighth. They've caught only once, by the way, so the county is full, second and third. Boy, this becomes a really big batter now for Dane Acker, trying to limit the damage to three runs. Full count to Lazaro, second and third, the runners. Pitch from Acker. Called third strike, boy, at the knees, just got there. Lazaro thought he had a walk. Instead, the walk is back to the dugout. Inning is over, but the Rockhounds score three on four base hits, one error, and two men are left on base. So it's been a tale of two games, the bottom of the sixth and everything else. To the top of the seventh we go, and after six complete, it's now the Rockhounds 3 and Frisco nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Shohei Tomioka comes out of the Rockhounds bullpen as we go to the top of inning number 7. Liam Hicks will lead it off. Shohei, right-hander, will face 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Delivers low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Liam Hicks, Cody Freeman, and Josh Hatcher in the Frisco seventh inning. Rockhounds 3-0 on a three-run last of the sixth. Hicks, left-handed hitter, he's 0-for-2 in the ball game. Shohei set, delivery down the middle, called strike, breaking pitch off speed at 83, one ball, one strike. Domingo Robles, just outstanding, six innings, no runs, two hits, no walks, four strikeouts. Pitch outside corner at the knees, 1-2. Domingo faced just 19 batters in six innings. A couple of hits, the first of those wiped away in a caught stealing, so faced one over the minimum through six. 1-2 pitch by Shohei, way low and outside, two balls and two strikes. Shohei Tomioka, 22nd appearance, that is high on the team, and by a pretty good margin, in fact. 2-2 with a 4.85 earned run average. The 2-2 pitch down and in, ball three. Opposition hitting just 242 against him. The walk total is higher than it was a year ago for Shohei. But in 26 innings, 24 base hits, 17 walks, 25 strikeouts. 3-2, bouncing ball foul, well wide of the bag at first. Count stays full, 3-2. Now the Riders catcher. Baseball needs to be tracked down, and Jason Rosario will do that, and we'll make a friend, I'm sure, tosses the ball gently. Kiddo's got himself a souvenir. Jason jogs back into right field. Field pretty much now in shadows. Last rays of the sun catching just parts of the outfield wall. Feeling a little bit of breeze, but not that much by West Texas standards, about 10 miles an hour or so. Left side of the infield really shading Hicks to pull. And here's the 3-2. Yep, takes down low, ball four. So again, for Shohei, it's really been the only number that I think probably isn't what he would like. What a walk, and Hicks is on base. So that's walk number one issued by the Hounds. Base runner number three for the Riders. And again, Liam Hicks draws a lot of walks. That's 36 walks against 27 strikeouts. He's on base in 16 out of 33 plate appearances against the Hounds. That's pretty close to 500. Shohei's pitch popped in the air, but foul out of play off the bat of Cody Freeman. Clanked down on the roof on the third base side, 0-1. Cody with one of the two Riders' base hits, an opposite field line drive. Back in the first, he was caught trying to steal a base that ended the inning. Fouled out to first baseman Brennan Malone his last time up. Third baseman straight away in the box, pitched by Tomioka, drops down low for a ball, one ball, one strike. So one on and nobody down. Riders try to answer here in the seventh. By the way, College World Series, Aggies still lead the Volunteers. It's Texas A&M 7, Tennessee 2. They're in the top of the fifth in that game. Game one of the championship series in Omaha. Pitch just down and away. Yeah, dugout griped a little on that. That's an area that's been called a strike. That vicinity anyway, just missed. 2-1. Outfield pretty well straight away for Freeman. Pitch swung in and ripped down the left field line. That is a fair ball right on the line. That'll get down into the left field corner. And Hicks will be held at third base. Getting there in a hurry is Caden Trinkle. But Cody Freeman drives a double down the left field line. So the first 5.5 innings, not much. And boy, in the last inning and two batters, all of a sudden, it's offense. Second and third, nobody out. Here's Josh Hatcher. He has flown out to right into deep center. 0-2. Hounds will align, going to pinch the infield in at the corners and stay back up the middle. Hatcher, left-handed hitter, came into the game at exactly 300, swinging a foul out of play up and over the dugout on the first base side. Remember, a walk started the three-run last of the sixth for the Rockhounds, and a walk here, followed by a double, as the Riders in business. Pitch low and away for a ball. Mojica, good job framing, but the pitch was down and away. One and one to Hatcher. Josh with 6 home runs. Leads the team and is one of the leaders in the league with 40 runs batted in. Swings and bounces, one foul, a couple of hops toward first base, gloved in the coaching box. One ball, well, no gloves, but handled in the first base coaching box. So it is a 1-2 count. Josh is tied with Cooper Bowman of the Rockhounds for second in the league with 40 runs batted in. Colby Thomas, by the way, who was promoted a week ago, still leads by 7 ribbies in the Texas League. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball, first base. Handled by Malone. That will drive home a run. So it's 3-1. Both runners move up. Josh Hatcher bounces out, but has the Riders on the board in doing so. And a runner at third base with one man down. So 41 runs batted in for Josh Hatcher. And a runner at third base with one away, the batter Aaron Zavala. Zavala has the other Riders hit in this game, the other hit coming into this inning. And the pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Zavala, left-handed hitter, has a runner at third. That's Cody Freeman. Cheating in at third is Rosado. And a pitch from Shohei. Boy, just missed down and away. One ball, one strike. That field shades him a little bit the opposite way and left in center. Shohei's pitch. Ground ball, first base. That was, again, going to drive home the run. Brendan Malone will take it to the bag himself. But it is all of a sudden a 3-2 game. So the Riders do a really nice job of taking advantage of the walk and the double. Back-to-back RBI groundouts. So here's Abimelech Ortiz. Bases are empty, but two runs across. A walk, a double, an RBI bounce out to first base. From Josh Hatcher and Aaron Zavala. A swing and a foul out of play off Ortiz's bat, and it's 0-1. And the Hounds get three in the sixth, and the Riders come back with two in the seventh after, five and a half innings of next to nothing offensively. Shohei sets, pitch to the back door is a strike, and the count goes 0-2 to Ortiz. Abimelech struck out his last time after getting ahead 3-0, thought he had a walk on a 3-1 pitch. He ended up striking out on the next two pitches, and boy, he really did bark. So, must have been borderline and then some. Base is empty for him with two men down, and the 0-2 pitch by Tomioka fouled straight back. And the count stays 0-2. Maximo Acosta would be next in the inning for the Rough Riders. 3-2 ball game. Again, this series has been really tightly contested. The only time leads have really been bunched up a little bit. Bouncing ball toward first. Again, Brennan Malone. My goodness. That's at least a half dozen, three unassisted in this game, but two of them drive home runs in this inning. So a little non-Googleable coming up. We have seventh inning stretch to take me out to the ball game time. And as we go to the last of the seventh, it's now Rockdown's 3 and Frisco 2.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander Florencio Serrano is on a pitch in the seventh inning. Went for Dane Acker. Well, he was absolutely tremendous through five and struggled a bit in the sixth inning. All of those runs will be earned, so Acker will go six. It's a five base hits, three runs, they will all be earned. There was an error, but it was pretty well factored out of the inning, did not cost an out. He walked one batter, and that started the three-run rally, and it was the number nine hitter in the order. And again, a very young player at that in Jamelio Rosado, playing in his first double-A game, first game above the rookie level. And that walk started it, and of course a walk by Shohei Tomioka in the seventh inning started the Riders' response as they scored a couple. Jose Mojica will be the batter. He's 1-for-2. Had the Hounds only hit until the last of the sixth inning. Delivering a bouncing ball foul wide of third base, 0-1. Mojica, then Saeed Valenzuela and Jamelio Rosado. Foul ball will be retrieved. A little non-Googleable trivia for you. Before they were the Astros, a long, long, long time ago, 61 years ago, 1963, they were the Colt 45s. Pitch stays way high for a ball. And back in those days, if you were an expansion team, it took a while to get talent, much at all, in fact. Rules have changed since. Pitch swung on and sent back up the middle. A base hit. Boy, that pitch was middle out at least, and Mojica just squared it up and lined it up the middle of base hit. I don't know if we'll get a second look at it. He's 2-for-3 in this ballgame. Let me get the center field look at that. I don't know that we'll get that. Here's Saeed now. He is 0-for-2. Well, yeah, that was maybe off the outside corner. So it's one on, leadoff single here for Mojica. So he takes well inside for a ball, not showing bunt, one ball and no strikes. Florencio Serrano rejoining the Riders just a couple of days ago, coming on in the seventh inning. Rockhounds lead 3-2, one on and nobody out. Pitch drops down low for ball two, two balls, no strikes. Well, it was on this date in 1963, the Astros, then known as the Colt 45s, broke a scoreless streak. They've been shut out a little bit. Won't even give you a range, just curious. How many consecutive innings have the Colt 45s gone without scoring a run? Bouncing ball right back to the pitcher, Serrano. The shortstop for one, relay throw, and I think he beat it. Yeah, he did by a step. Good hustle by Saeed. Ball right back to Serrano. Made a good play. Throw to second in time. Degote covering the bag. So one man down, fielder's choice for Valenzuela, and that'll bring up Jameliel Rosado. Colt 45s broke a scoreless streak. This date, 1963. A guy named Howie Goss drove in a run with a single in a loss to the Reds at Crosley Field, the old yard in Cincinnati. Pitch swung on and fouled away off Rosado's bat. So Jameliel has gone to the plate twice. He's 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored in his Double-A debut. Cooper Bowman expected to come off the injured list next week. Hounds have been without their leadoff man for a week or so. Pitch down low. Hicks thought about throwing to first base. Good stop by Liam. Keeps the runner at first base. Does not throw. So Saeed Valenzuela, the base runner. One man down. Rosado with the plate. Jason Rosario, top of the order on deck. 1-1 pitch. Tapper didn't mean to. Knocked down by Serrano. Throw to first base and does. Knocked it down, bobbled it, and then threw to first base. So, runner in scoring position. Rosado with a check swing bouncer back to the pitcher. Two men down. And here is Jason Rosario. We'll let you stew on that Colt 45's tribute just a little longer. How long was that scoreless streak? 1963. Couldn't get away with the nickname now, but man, it was a cool logo all those years ago before they became the Astros, of course. Jason Rosario takes a strike over the inside edge, 0-1. Florencio Serrano making his seventh appearance, his sixth out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Right-hander's pitch, and that's bounced toward first. That'll be a foul ball. Count is 0-2. Well, on this date, the Colt 45s scored a run for the first time in 40 innings. 4-0. Scored a run. Lost to Cincinnati 8-1. And there's part two. Here's the 0-2 stretch. Runner at second. Pitch swung on and missed. And Rosario out on strikes. So no runs on the leadoff base hit by Jose Mujica. No errors and a man left on base. We'll give you a little bonus trivia coming up. After seven complete at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Rockhounds 3 and the Frisco Rough Riders 2.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Seth Elledge will come on to pitch for the Rockhounds. One inning for Shohei, and he gave up a couple of runs, so it is a 3-2 ball game. Seth Elledge, who has been one of the closers since the promotions of the Rockhounds' first two closers, Grant Holman and Pedro Santos. So don't know if the Hounds have two innings in mind for Seth if all goes according to plan, but he's on in the eighth inning. Shohei goes one inning, gave up, wrote down two base hits, gave up one hit, two runs. Correct my card. Both of them are earned. And walked one batter. Again, the Rough Riders doing a really nice job of taking advantage of the walk and the double to start the inning. Didn't get another base hit, but a couple of RBI bounce outs. and draw within one at 3-2. So in the top of the eighth inning, and through seven complete, it's Frisco two runs on three hits and an error, 2-3-1. And for the Rockhounds, it's three runs on five hits, no errors, 3-5-0. 3-6-0, forgive me, base hit by Mujica in the last of the seventh inning. Maximo Acosta leads off, first pitch swing, and he drives it high and deep and up, and it is gone. Wow, tie game. Acosta jumped all over that, drove it over the high wall in left field, and way gone, and we are tied. Boy, a ball game in which offense had been almost non-existent for 5.5 innings. And not only is this ball game tied, but that was on one pitch. Now Alex Degody will be the batter, so we are brand new after all of that. It is a 3-3 tie on one swing. Boy, that was a no-doubter. I guess the only question was fair or foul, a little bit of wind pushing that way, but that got out easily. Pitch up high to Alex Degody. One ball and no strikes. Home run for Acosta. It's his second of the season, 27th RBI. Degody waits and takes outside off the corner for a ball. It's two balls and no strikes. Infield in at the corners for the right-handed hitter. Rosado maybe a step behind the bag at third. Brendan Malone well off the line. And about even with the bag, maybe a step inside. Pop foul out of play, and the count is 2-1. So no offense in terms of runs and very little offense, period, through 5.5, and all of a sudden it's a 3-3 game. Nobody out in the eighth inning for the Riders. Field entirely in shadow. Sky still a pale evening blue, and the 2-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen. Count squares at 2-2. So it's now 3-4-1 for Frisco and 3-6-0 for the Hounds. Serrano becomes the pitcher of record for Frisco, and Seth Elledge will get a blown save, and he is the pitcher of record for the Hounds. Degody at the plate, Hazel Cepeda on deck, and Kellen Strom will follow now in the eighth inning. Elledge set, 2-2 count. Every ground ball back up the middle, and Jack Winkler behind the bag makes the play and the throw. And out at first base is Degody. Winkler to Malone, one man down, and here is Hazel Cepeda. Part two in our trivia, the Houston Colt 45s, way, way back, 1963, broke a 40-inning scoreless streak on this date, scored a run in a loss to Cincinnati. And then they were at it again. How many innings did they then go without scoring another run? They'd gone scoreless in 40. Pitch to Cepeda, outside corner called strike. So 40 scoreless, they broke that streak and then went on another scoreless streak. How long did that one last? It was a long year for the Colt 45s in 1963. 0-1 set by Elledge. Pitch down and away to Cepeda, one ball and one strike. Hazel struck out swinging in the third inning and lined out sharply to Denzel Clark in center field in the sixth. Rosado shading the line a bit against him at third base with the bases empty, one down in a newly forged three-all tie. Pitch by Elledge way down and away. Count goes 2-1. Teams are scoreless going to the bottom of the sixth. Towns got three in the sixth inning. The Riders got two in the seventh and tie it on a bolt of lightning off the bat of Maximo Acosta here in the eighth. 2-1 to Cepeda. Tall right-handed hitter stands in. 2-1 pitch, bouncing ball toward third. Rosado picks it nicely on the short hop and throws and got it. Boy, that's a pretty play. Jamelio Rosado, good play at third base. Two men down. The batter is Kellen Strom. Well, the Colt 45s broke their 40-inning scoreless streak, scored a run, and did not score another for 30 more innings. It's pretty easy math. They scored one run in 70 innings. That's basically one run in eight games. The Houston Colt 45s. Great name, not much offense. Pitch up high for a ball to Kellen Strong. Man, that had to have been a grumpy dugout, man. One run in 70 innings. Way back when. One ball and no strikes. Elledge with a stretch. Rosado shading the line solidly, and this pitch is fouled back the opposite way. It's 1-1. Kellen Strom 0 for 3. He has flown out twice to Denzel Clark in center. The first of them was fairly routine. The second one was a soft line drive up the middle. Denzel made a sliding catch to open the fourth inning. Kellen fouled out first baseman Brendan Malone his last time. Base is empty, two down, one run across. Pitch down and away, and the count goes 2-1. There is activity in the Frisco bullpen. Serrano going the seventh inning. Two-one count to Strom. Good base runner if he gets on base in the tie game. Takes down and away, and that's ball three, 3-1. Kellen to the top of the Frisco order. Liam Hicks is on deck. And Brendan Malone playing not quite halfway to first base, but he is well off the right field line, about even with the bag. Rosado shading the line at third. Valenzuela almost up the middle at second base. Strom, a right-handed hitter. 3-1 count. Elledge comes set. Pitch called strike. Strom started to toss the bat away, but didn't quite go through it. Count is full, 3-2. Elledge set, hands between the belt and the letters. Leg kick in the pitch, and he got him on the outside corner, called third strike. So, the strikeout for Seth Elledge, but Maximo Acosta with a solo, with just a launch job out of here. And we will go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, and after 7.5, it is now a 3-3 tie.
The list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one ton, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Go to the last half of the eighth inning. We have ourselves a 3-3 tie, leading it off for the Rockhounds, Jack Winkler with Brendan Malone and Denzel Clark to follow. First pitch is a high strike from Serrano, and it's 0-1 to Jack. Infield single, and he later scored in the sixth inning. Takes low and away for a ball, 1-1. Mentioned earlier, thought it was a good bunch on hand. My goodness, 6,537 paid attendance tonight. That is almost as much as this ballpark can handle. Grass berm, the right field grass berm is really populated. Pop up, right side, foul ground. Long look, and boy, just out of room by about three rows. First baseman Josh Hatcher. 1-2 count to Jack Winkler. And still playing at least largely under Mother Nature's light. Sky a pale blue, not a cloud to be found, but I can see anyway. Breeze has increased just a little. 10+, perhaps. Stretch and pitch, and that ball hit in the air to shallow center field. That Patcher is right there. He will make the catch. And so when that ball jumped off the bat, Josh was there. I'm sorry, Kellen Strom. I'm sorry, forgive me. Doing two things at once here. Should not do that. Fly ball to center fielder Kellen Strom, and he had it in his sights all the way. So one down in the eighth inning, and the batter is Brendan Malone. 1-for-3 with a two-run double. North Division race may go down to the last day of the half. Malone is swinging a miss. Wichita jumped out on top of Arkansas 8-0. They beat the Travelers 8-3. So if Springfield wins and they lead Corpus Christi 3-0 in the sixth, it goes down to tomorrow, the final day of the half in the North Division. It's down on the way to Brendan Malone, and they can't tie, barring a rainout. If Springfield wins, they're a half game out. Backup pitch is fouled back. Count is 1-2. Again, the Cardinals just 2-8 in their last 10 games. Well, they've had a bit of a roller coaster ride. They won their first 9 of the season. Arkansas quickly closed the gap, and those two have really been at the top of the division. Tulsa made a run, but they will fall just short. Here's the 1-2. Fastball just down low from Serrano at 93, and the count is 2-2. Drillers fell at Northwest Arkansas. Those two teams are now tied for third in the division, both at 34 and 34. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch down and in. Ball 3. Full count now to Brendan Malone. 2-run double. RBIs 27 and 28 on the season for the Hounds first baseman. Nobody on and one man down. 3-3 tie in the last of the eighth inning. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Foul tip. Just dribbled away. Got a tiny piece of it. Did Brendan. He's still in there. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Second time. College World Series game 1. Top of the sixth now. Still Texas A&M 7 and Tennessee 2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The stretch and pitch. And that ball hard hit. Back up middle. Clean base hit for Brendan Malone. Well, he has broken the shackles that Frisco has had on him much of the year. And again, that says sometimes there's just teams that have your number for whatever the reason. Brennan came into this game 3-for-30 against the Riders on the season. And he had one of those hits last night. He was 2-for-27 going into last night's game. And he's got now 3 hits in the last 2. Denzel Clark will be the batter. Denzel 1-for-3. Beat out an infield single despite a really good effort by Alex DeGody. So it's one man on and one man out. 3-all tie. Serrano comes set, delivers. Breaking pitch called strike, 0-1. Florencio Serrano, right-hander. He comes set, hands at the belt. Malone takes the lead. The pitch to Denzel. Bounces up to the plate and back to the screen. So the Rockhounds with a run now in scoring position with one man down and a 1-1 count to Denzel. 3-all tie runner in scoring position. 1 out in the last of the eighth inning. Florencio Serrano, who is from Corpus Christi, by the way. 23-year-old right-hander. Comes set, looks at the runner. Here's the 1-1 to Denzel. Outside for a ball. Count is 2-1. Activity continues in the Frisco bullpen. There is none in the Hounds bullpen. So Seth Ellich will come back for the ninth inning. Denzel waits. 2 balls, 1 strike. Malone takes the lead. Gets a long look from Serrano. Pitch to the plate is swung on. Lifted high in the air to center field. But Strom's got plenty of room. Brennan Iwood, we'll see if he's going to tag or not. Yeah, he is, and he will get to third base fairly easily. Runner at third, but there are two men down, and Caden Trinkle will be the batter. Ball hit fairly deep into center field, enough that Malone gets to third, so of course that increases the pressure on the battery a little bit. New down for Caden. He's 0 for 3 in the game. He has flown to center, bounced to second, and popped out in foul ground to third baseman Cody Freeman. First baseman Hatcher shading the line solidly at first. Third baseman Freeman even with the bag and in, swinging a ground ball foul. Wide of the bag at first. It's 0-1. And Malone advancing to third base. Ball was hit deep enough that felt he could make it with relative ease, and he did. And it does put a little more pressure again. There has been a wild pitch in the inning. 0-1 stretch. Trinkle waits. Pitch to Caden. And that does get away! Back to the screen! Rockhounds lead it 4-3 on a wild pitch. Boy, the little things moving up 90 feet on the fly ball to center field. And with that, the Rockhounds have regained the lead. It is 4-3. Boy, that ball, yeah, that bounced right off the plate. Almost at Trinkle's shoe tops. One ball, one strike, one run in, 4-3 Hounds in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Trinkle takes inside for a ball. It's 2-1. Base hit by Brennan Malone. Wild pitch, fly ball, wild pitch. Bouncing ball to first, just foul. Josh Hatcher makes the play, but all in foul territory. 2-2 the count. So the Hounds manufactured one. Riders, of course, manufactured a couple of runs in the seventh inning. They then got the huge home run from Acosta. Hounds really manufacturing their runs as well. Hard hit ball to second, but it's right at the glove of Acosta, and he will make the throw to first base. So the inning comes to an end, but the Rockhounds have taken the lead in this game. Seth Elledge will go back to the mound. We go to the top of the ninth inning. Rockhounds 4, Frisco 3.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And so we go to the top of the ninth inning. It was scoreless going to the bottom of the sixth. It is now 4-3 Rockhounds. Seth Elledge back to work, and he will face 2, 3, and 4. Liam Hicks will lead it off. Left-handed hitter, he's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run. Elledge with a pitch, and this ball is swung on, lifted high in the air to right field. Boy, he didn't miss that by much. Jason Rosario. We'll track it down. Boy, for just a moment, I don't know that Jason didn't lose that ball in the lights. Second baseman Saheed Valenzuela was trying to help him. Yeah, I think the two are communicating a little bit. Boy, that ball maybe got lost in the lights initially. That it's an anxious moment, but Rosario handles. William Hicks jumping on the first pitch and looking for that short porch maybe in right field. Didn't miss it by much. And here is Cody Freeman, 2-for-3 in the game. Doubled and scored his last time up, sent one down the left field line. Takes on the outside corner from Ellich for a called strike, and it's 0-1. By the way, when this game ends, just a little heads up on Saturday home games, just a logistic thing, but we'll do a very, very short wrap for you, basically give you the totals and say so long. Just want to forewarn you. Pitch, and that's a called strike, and it's 0-2. And of course, that does not matter which team wins the game. So the count 0-2 to Freeman. Josh Hatcher on deck, and again, it's a very dangerous part of this lineup with Hicks, Freeman, and Hatcher. 0-2 set by Ellich. That's for the 0-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss, and he got him with a fastball up and away. Strikeout for Seth Ellich. Two men down. The bell will toll a second time. And the batter is Josh Hatcher. He is 0-for-3 with an RBI bounce out. Flew out to right field his first time. Flew to deep center in the fifth inning, and the RBI bounce out to first base. Hounds in a no-doubles defense down the first baseline. Ball is hit in the air. Center field. Denzel Clark moving over. Denzel, ball game. Rockhounds hold off the Frisco Rough Riders, scoring the tie-breaking run on a wild pitch. Well, last night, Hounds lost a shutout on a wild pitch. And tonight, that will be the difference in this ball game, a 4-3 final. We'll take a second look at the totals and wrap this thing up shortly. Rockhounds 4, Frisco 3. Hounds now lead the series 4-1. Tip of the cap, gentlemen. Back with the totals after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, it's 4 runs in this ballgame on 7 base hits and no errors, 4-7-0. For Frisco, 3 runs on 4 hits and 1 error. The error kind of factored in, but did not affect runs being earned or unearned. Frisco left just 2 men on base. There weren't many base runners to start the game. The Rockhounds will strand 4. Winning pitcher, again a blown save, but he also gets the win. Seth Ellich is the winner, and Florencio Serrano will take the loss for the Rough Riders. The Hounds now improving to 39-29 with 1 game to go in the first half. That is tomorrow afternoon. And the Riders, even with the defeat, are 20 games over 500. They are 44-24. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap this game up. As mentioned, a logistic thing on Saturday evening, a very quick wrap-up. We'll do that shortly. Rockhounds win it. Final score is 4-3.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Rockhounds 4 and Frisco 3 in this ball game. Again, it has been such a tightly contested series. Even the games that had a slightly wider margin victory, a couple of them, they were still close games, almost start to finish. 2:06 time of this ball game, and it was actually a slow last three innings. 6,537 on hand here. Tremendous night on Pirates and Princesses night as the Hounds defeat the Rough Riders. Two-run double by Brennan Malone. Huge swing of the bat for the Rockhounds. Well manufactured. A couple of runs for the Rough Riders in the seventh. And then Maximo Acosta with a huge solo home run rider to tie it. Rockhounds. Brennan Malone with a single. Goes to second on a wild pitch. Goes to third on a deep fly ball. Scores on a wild pitch. And that will be the difference in this game. The teams will complete this series in the first half of the Texas League season tomorrow afternoon. 1 o'clock is our start time on our Family Sunday here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. We'll join you at 12:50 and have the final game of the set and final game of the half. Rockhounds lead this series now 4-1 over the first half champion Rough Riders. And they'll look for see what Sunday will bring before we wrap up the half. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards and Momentum Bank Ballpark, thank you for in the stands with us tonight. My goodness, what a terrific bunch. Rockhounds win a one-run contest with a run in the bottom of the eighth by the final score of 4-3. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Skelly. And goodnight, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.